Well, you know, the American Indians, especially the Indians in North America, used to call the white man speaketh with forked tongue. You ever hear that term? You know, snake with a forked tongue. Not only the white men in this country, but I think people in general sometimes speak with a forked tongue. And then we think about my sermon title this week, The Serpent's Tongue. So I want to look a little bit about that. One of the things about church, and sometimes for years and years and years, we focused more on a salvation message and different things. And you need people to come and come to the altar and profess the Lord. But when you get a congregation like we have, and there's not too many new people here, and we pretty much know each other, we pretty much know that we have a faith and that we encourage one another and we're growing in grace. So what we got to do is, Paul talks about not so much the milk, but the meat. And I think that's what we got to do sometimes in order to understand life and how we can have life more abundantly and what the scriptures have to say about different things. So that's what we're going to try to do that we get some new people, then we can have a different kind of service and, you know, get people to come and confess for the first time. But those of us who are here, we need to feed each other some meat and we can digest the word. And I want to look at this morning, John chapter 3, familiar chapter. This is about Jesus and Nicodemus when they were talking. And I want to start in verse 14. Of course, the familiar passage in there is John 3:16. But from 14 to 21, the New Living Translation says this. As Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so I, he's talking about himself, the Son of Man, must be lifted up on a pole, so that everyone who believes in me will have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. But, always like the buts, I sound like a motorboat. Buts and ifs in the Bible are very important. But, he goes on to say, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but to save it. There is no judgment awaiting those who trust in him. But those who do not trust in him have already been judged for not believing in the only Son of God. Their judgment is based on this fact. The light from heaven came into the world, but they loved darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. They hate the light because they want to sin in the darkness. So they stay away from the light for fear of all their sins being exposed, and they will be punished. But those who do what is right come to the light gladly. That's why we're here this morning. We come into bask in the light of Christ. Can see that they are doing what God wants. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.